What do I do?
What do I do?
What do I say?
What do I say? In the Macmillan online community, we know what it's like to have cancer, because we have it too. So, whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling, whatever you need to ask about cancer, whatever the time of day or night, we'll do whatever it takes to help you. To join us, search Macmillan online community.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that, let's get right back into the episode. So basically there's this gala and they're going to go to it, and then they've got a seating chart and everything. And so they're, since the whole cast is going, they're going to have to like separate out into different tables because of Kaka, Kristen.
Yes. And they show the guy, their friend Jared. I think it's Jared, right?
Yeah, Jared Lips.
Jared got stem cells that saved his life. And so now he has a charity, and Jared tells people off because this is how he talks. He's like, you want to hear about it? Let me tell you what Kristen did. Like, I can't wait to see more of Jared. But Jared started a charity in Los Angeles, of all places, called Be the Match.
He started it.
Or, I think so.
I mean, it
says...
Irregardless.
I became aware of the Be the Match organization and the gala itself through my best friend Jared. Oh, no, I don't think he started it. I think he's just throwing a party for it. It's just weird to have a gala in LA called Be the Match because you literally can't even smoke at the bottom of a hill there.
They're like, we are all going to die if you do that.
So I just feel like it's like an unsafe way. It's unsafe. Like, you can have this, just not in the hills or anywhere near it.
Someone's gonna get very confused, and between all these charities on these shows, they're gonna donate to something called Be the Homeless,
but not the Toothless.
So there's this organization, they're going to a gala for it, and they have to figure out, you know, the planner is like, well, we have two tables, but the big concern, or maybe this is Jared who is saying it, saying like, I've got some crazy texts from Kristen, and Janet's like, you know what? Jared. Kristen may have known Jared longer, but Jared and I have gotten unbelievably close over the last couple of years. So the last thing I want or will allow is any drama to ruin this night. I'm like, I'm sure Jared would love drama at his event. I know we gays love it. Like if I'm hosting a charity event, there better be some drama on the side that I can watch from afar and be like, what happened? Tell me everything. Oh my God, that really happened? That's great.
Yeah, I'll never forget. And Jared does want it because he's like, okay, we're going to talk about seating at the charity. And let me tell you why, because Kristen is starting some shit and she better not do that at my charity, because I will tell you one thing. I will kick her ass. You know what? You know what this is about? Kidneys. This is about kidneys, Kristen. It's not about you, okay? It is about people needing a liver, okay?
That's why I brought these two cans. No, not kidney beans and actual chopped liver, Kristen. I'm sorry, you know how much I care for you.
Oh, no.
Janet's like, yeah, it's just like she's so, like, DeLulu. And he's like, Jason's like, DeLulu? Alexa, what is DeLulu? It's delusional, you idiot. How are you a lawyer?
So now we go over to Kaka's apartment. And, someone asked me in a DM why we call her Kaka. We're not calling, they said, why are you calling her Kaka? We're not calling her Kaka. It's because one time they went to Mexico and Kristen walked out on the balcony of her room and went, oh, it's a bird. Kaka! And like talked to the bird. And we have just never gotten over it. That was like one of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen.
It was just so was great.
So we just go, Kaka.
Kaka. Oh my God, look, there's birds outside.
Classic
Kristen.
So she's like, I don't know what to wear to the gala tomorrow. I'm going through with all my gowns. I'm like, did I wear this one to Jared's event? Did I wear that one to Jared's event before? Kristen acting like she has a whole bunch of like ball gowns in her apartment. I know. They're just t-shirts that just that say, so I'm sorry I said it.
Yeah. She's like, I may not know what I'm going to wear tomorrow on my body, but I do know there are going to be Birks on my feet. Coco. Can we let the Birkenstocks just, like, let's at least pretend we care about Jared's kidney. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So she's like, oh, we'll be sitting at a table with the people that we like Nia and Danny. And I believe Jackson Britt. So we like them again now. Maybe Zach. I'm not sure. I don't know if Janet's not going to, is like now going to go over and like take and decide who gets to sit where. But it's not really that important to me. As long as I'm supporting Jared, you know, we're at a table with people who match our kind of energy. So in other words, a table of people who just keep falling out of their chairs.
And she's like, Zach and I were finally able to make up after Capri. Okay, now you're all going to say Capri? I don't think you all can say Capri. You can't do that. Only the guy who claims to go there to meet billionaires can say it because he's douchey enough to like, it makes sense in his personality. To the rest of you, please don't do it, okay? Yeah. Maybe that's how they say it in Italy. But, you know, we don't come back from France saying, can I have a croissant?
To be fair, it did take Kristen about 3 years to stop calling it cat pee. So she's like, well, you know what? We both realized that we're just pawns in Janet's giant manipulation game, Gaga. Janet really loves the shit talking, the planting of seeds, the lighting the match, lighting seeds on fire, fire seeds, forest fires down the hill, everyone's on fire, the city's gonna burn, all because of Janet.
So you will be donating to the match?
Yes, I will. Luke's like, okay, that's it. We're gonna go.
Luke's like, I am leaving.
It's like, Luke, this is our apartment.
Oh, yeah, right. I will stay then. Okay. But you know what? Here's what I feel like happened. Everybody wanted you to fall on the knife for him, Kristen. I mean, so okay, maybe you slipped up and betrayed some trust, but you didn't make up this narrative, okay? And that's not fair for you to have to take it on. And let me tell you what's gonna happen the next time someone calls you. I'm gonna be right here on the phone listening with this ear, just like I am to every single call. I can guarantee you that. Spam likely, motherfucker, you better be ready for me to walk off, kind of.
This is so that show that no one is wealthy enough to actually own a sword to fall onto, so they have to fall onto a knife instead. It's like, oh, she wants him to fall on the knife. Maybe someday a sword. But right now, just a knife. Maybe a long nail.
But for now, yeah, you better watch out, Spork, because you're going to get fallen on. So Kristen's like, now they're starting this whole thing. Like, she goes, I think that Janet is taking advantage of the fact that none of us are going to attack her while she's pregnant. Well, fuck that. I will attack you while you're pregnant, bitch.
So the baby no longer is going to be protected.
But literally, what did Janet do? I think Janet did exactly what all of us have done. And I mean, both sides of the political spectrum, because and like you pointed out earlier, Republicans do this to Democrats all the time, where it's like, oh, really? Well, guess who doesn't care about the welfare of the children? Ronnie. He's probably a groomer because he's a liberal. You know, like, we've all done it in our way, but everybody who's a real liberal in LA has been like, oh my God, did you hear this person is a Republican? That's some racist bullshit, and I don't want to hang out with them. Everyone's done it. Like, both sides have done it. So I don't understand why Kristen's trying to make it this, like, Janet sits there, and she comes up with ways to tear us apart.
Well,
that's not huge manipulation.
I don't think that has anything to do with, you know, people on political spectrums. I think it just has to do with the fact that, like, Janet said this thing, and then it blew up into something, and then she walks away, and she doesn't have any heat on her. And in fact, Michelle's like, yeah, no, everything's fine, we're fine. Whereas Kristen has to take all the heat, so she's like, fuck that. She's the one who started this gossip, and I'm the one who's getting my head bitten off for it, when Janet's the one who started blabbing in the first place. Not fair, caca. So Luke is like, listen, ignore the drama, ignore the people that you want. Here, do you want to pretend like you want to leave the apartment real quickly? I'm leaving. That was so fun. Okay. But you know what? Like, the whole purpose of this is like, is not to have a conversation, you know? And she's like, yeah, about anything else. He goes, exactly.
He's like, come on, fighter, stay on message. You can do this, okay?
I've done therapy twice this week, just over this group of people.
And he goes, you don't have to tell me twice, babe, because I'm ready to get out of this awful city whenever you are. Oh, okay. It's the city's fault.
Yeah.
He's like, can we just go back to a place where it's okay to accuse somebody of trying to burn down, you know, AOC's office? For Christ's sake. Really, she had it coming. Okay.
So Kristen's like, I'm ovulating today, bitch. He's like, I know. I'm leaving. So then now the guys, three of the guys, and they have to pack up their babies to go to a fair. You were just saying yesterday about like the prevalence of carnival games, etc., on these shows lately. And here they are going to the Ventura County Fair.
Every week. This show's like 3 for 3. Last week was at the skee ball place, the adult like skee ball place. The week before was the county fair party. I mean, and then they went to the two-bit circus. Was that the same episode I'm talking about? It's like literally every episode is a circus.
Yeah.
At this point, it's just got to be on purpose. So then, it's 3 men and the babies. So they go to the fair, and they're all talking about how my wife won't even bang me these days, guys.
Yeah, the usual thing. I love that these guys are like really so awful, and then they're like shocked that no one wants to have sex with them. Yeah. Like, they just take themselves out of the equation. So they're driving.
Brittany actually does want to have sex with her husband. Brittany is like the one that's kind of like going against the stereotype of the men complaining about their wives, you know. Brittany's like, he won't even bang me. I'm like a tumbleweed without a dick in it.
Like, what do I have to do? Go chase him down at the AM, FM? What's supposed to happen?
Yeah. And let me promise you this. Jax is getting it somewhere. Okay.
Yes.
Jax is not going to just be celibate for 2 years. So, and you know, like we said in episode one, that's what he's doing on his AM. Yeah. He's doing it on his AM, PM runs for sure.
So, so they're driving in the minivan and Jax's like, so, what'd you guys think about the other night? Pretty nice, huh? And Danny's like, yeah, it was awesome. Beautiful food. It was amazing. No drama. It was just, you know, what's the right word to describe it? It's like, Danny, we don't speak zombie. We don't speak zombie, Danny.
So they're just gossiping, and Jax, of course, the hero of everything, is like, you know, me and Kristen are like so close, guys, so close. Me and Kristen, you know, I love her to death, but like, I just don't know how much I can keep protecting Kristen. You know what I mean? It's like, it's hard protecting Kristen, but also like protecting like neighborhoods from Kristen procreating. You know what I mean? I'm just like doing all I can. I'm doing all I can, guys.
I guess that's the theme of this show, is protecting people. And Danny's like, yeah, well, she says she's done. Like, she's like worked on herself so much during therapy. It's like, yeah, but like, I don't understand what like needs to be done. Like, who's your therapist? Because that person needs to be fired. Am I right, everyone?
So Jesse's like, hey, Isabella, I just saw a sign that said you got to put your shoes and socks on if you want to go to the fair. She's like, I didn't see a sign, you motherfucker. He's like, God damn it, she got me again.
So now they're going into the fair. They're like walking around doing fair things. Cruz goes and starts picking up like goat shit. Jack's like, no. Stop picking up the metaphor of your mother and I's relationship. Stop that.
So now they start talking about therapy, and Jesse's like, our therapy sucks, okay? Because like the life coach is like, don't touch her, don't make comments about her ass, because she said she was like uncomfortable when I said how hot she was.
Jack's like, she doesn't like you giving her compliments, which is such a man thing to do. It's like, what? I complimented you. I said you were really hot, and you didn't even have the decency to say thank you.
Who gets mad at being called toots? It's a fucking compliment. Not like I slapped her face, I slapped her ass. I mean, Jesus Christ, you can't even communicate with waitresses anymore.
He's like, I'm dealing with just the opposite. I don't do it enough. And he goes, I think it's safe to say that the romantic spark is just not there right now. And I will take the blame. Yeah, let that spark fizzle. It's just not fair to either one of us, especially not fair to my wife. She deserves to have a man who loves her and isn't going to AM, PM quite so much as I am, if you know what I'm saying.
So Danny's like, guys, I know you've probably heard this before, but I like how he turns into kind of Matthew McConaughey as he gets like deeper and deeper into conversation.
I noticed that.
Guys, hey, answer me this, riddle me this, Batman. Y'all heard of love languages? They're like, what the fuck, man? He's like, yeah, love languages. That's, you got to know how to communicate with your woman. Now, this is what I do with mine. This is what she loves to hear the most. So I speak in, yes, honey, whatever you need, honey. And we're just happy as pies. Are pies happy? I mean, they're smiles and frowns put together. Those are called circles. Wouldn't say that in front of my wife. She doesn't like pie talk. She does like to hear yes, though, so I say that a lot.
Am I repressing my inner rage right now? Perhaps. Am I deeply unhappy? I don't know. Have my eyes turned into black little orbs because I have so many unspoken things on my mind? Quite possibly, but love languages, they're really working out well for me.
Three under two. Three under two.
What's that theme from Wolf of Wall Street that Matthew McConaughey does? Because you know that Danny does that in the bathroom all the time.
I feel like
that stupid thing.
Jesse's like, yeah, Michelle used to show up in my house wearing a trench coat, and then she'd like let me tie her up and like pour hot wax over her back. Now I can't even get a candle lit in my own house without her being like, it doesn't smell right. It doesn't smell right.
Danny just goes, life changes, man. Just got to figure it out. That's his way of saying, I don't know what to do with that one. No, you guys like, are fucked. What?
That's a lot.
that's
a lot of information to just drop so casually at the fair.
Yeah.
She used to show up naked. I'd tie her up and pour hot shit on her. So I don't know where'd those days go. No. So Jack's like, I don't want life to change, though. Listen, I had issues. Like, I want to sex like 3 to 4 times a day, all day, every day. And now it's like, do we do it this month? Are we going to do it this month? Yeah, so who are you fucking 3 to 4 times a day at the a.m., p.m.? This is like when he was like, oh my God, I have to go to the gym 5 times a day. I just can't stop going to the gym. Yeah, I'll bet you can't.
So now we go to Kristen and Luke on date night. And so they're walking up Robertson. And they walk right by Sir, which is kind of funny because at first they're like, oh, Sir, of course. And they're like, wait, that's not this show. And they walk by and Kristen's just like, all right, we're going to go to a restaurant. Not this one. Hold on 1 second. Suck a dick, Diana. Okay, let's keep walking. Let's go to Soulmate.
Hey, Joe, if you still work there, your soup sucks, Joe. Yeah, I think that it's funny that Kristen lives in the valley, but she's going to dinner right next to Sir to get that attention. It's so Sally Field going to the mall to get recognized.
Yeah, in soap dish. So they get there and they make a toast to making babies. And Kristen's like, oh, we should book tickets to go see your brother. And Luke's like, yeah, we can do that. In fact, you know what? We should go do those tickets right now. You know what? I am leaving. I am out of here. Luke, you don't have to do that in literally every room that we're in.
Can I take your order? Yes, I will have an Uber because I'm fucking out of here. Okay, felt better. That was a good appetizer, huh, honey?
I want to spend some time in Colorado in the fall before it gets like too cold. Oh, caca. And Luke's basically saying that like his whole life, everything he's built up has been in Colorado. Because he does own like 70 acres out there or something. And he's like, yeah, we just have a better circle out there. And I think a lot of people, if they're like true down-to-earth good people, like that's what they are. But like LA is not all douchebags, but maybe only like 90%. So now I'm like, okay, I'm starting to pick up why the guys all hate this guy. Because he is actually a dick.
Yeah, I don't get great Luke vibes. I said that episode one. I don't like him. I think he's got weird anger issues. I don't like him. I feel
it's also like
out. You're also, hanging out with Kristen, so you can pretty much guarantee it's not a good one. You know what I mean?
It's like, sir, you have hitched your wagon to a horse that's been well documented to be pretty unstable, and you've now gone into the barnyard with all these animals, and like you can't judge the city based on these clowns you're hanging out with right now. And
also,
like,
yeah, I don't believe him because he's one of those people who just doesn't want to be looked down for being an LA person, so they say how much they hate LA all the time, yet he moved there and he does a podcast and he's dating who was at the time an ex-reality star doing a podcast, and now he's wormed his way onto her reality show. So yeah, I don't really believe that you don't want anything to do with LA. You wouldn't fucking be dating a reality person, dude.
You just wouldn't. Also, like, if you love Colorado so much, why didn't you just stay in Colorado and date someone there? Or say, like, Kristen, if you want to date me, you have to move out here. I'm not going to LA. But you can't, like, pretend to move out to LA and be like, oh, I love it here. And then be like, no, actually, I really want to go back to Colorado. No, I do not play those games, sir.
Yeah. And so she's like, yeah, I mean, my friends can talk about how me and Luke have only been together 15 minutes, but, and they've been in long marriages, blah, blah. But, like, they're, like, threatened by a really hot, giant penis, all right? And he's like, 32, and that's, like, why you date 32-year-olds, because they can go all night long, yeah, penis. And then she does her, like, shimmy thing with her head shaking the camera. She's like, yeah, 31-year-old penis, yeah.
Yeah. We get home, we're gonna have sex, smoke some weed, have more sex. And then Luke is like, yeah, as long as I've got like 10 minutes in between, we're good. Because otherwise, I am out of there. I'm leaving. I am leaving if I don't get a break.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Danny and Mia, they're getting dressed for the gala. And then Luke's talking about how they're going to have a date night. I don't know. What are they talking about?
No, so what happens, while Danny and Nia are like setting up for the, not setting up, but like getting dressed or whatever, or are showing, not getting dressed, but showing off the looks and everything. He's talking about how he and Brittany basically helped set up this romantic date for Luke and Luke and Kristen. Oh, so basically okay. Brittany.
Thanks. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, so, oh, because he's going, I'm sorry, he's going to be doing this. Wow, this timeline's very tricky in this section. He's going to be helping because Luke has asked Danny to help set up and put out rose petals and everything. So Danny and Brittany are going to be doing that. So then we go back to Soulmate, and Luke is talking about how, having a family and everything, like wondering like, where's the best landing spot? And Kristen's like, so here's my thinking. California's like very important to me. Like I can't leave California. I have like so much nothing obligations over here that like, I can't leave.
Oh, Kristen, you'll be fine. You're going to Montana. You can wear Birks there. You know what I mean? It's not like you're going to a land where you have to change your shoes, okay? You'll fit in more in Montana, maybe. And she says that she's not really married to LA, but hi, she just got back on TV. So fuck that.
Yeah, so that's what she's really saying, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It's a long conversation for him to pretend he doesn't want to be on TV while he's on TV, sucking all of this up. So then we go to Brittany meeting Danny to set up the romantic massage night that they... So Danny's like, oh my god, I peed myself a little bit, guys, because instead of that dog being named Jill, I think Killer would have been a better name. I almost got killed by a dog setting up a night for my wife. Almost died.
I have something to say here. I think it's generally speaking, I think it's like very, very funny when people name their pets very like ordinary human names. Like I once met a dog named Bob and that was like hilarious to me. There once was a show on CBS about like, it was called like the great American Dog and or something like that, and there was a dog named Andrew, and I just was like, it was just like very funny. But that being said, who names their German Shepherd Jill? Just like Jill. This is Jill. I mean, I was like cracking up, but I'm also thinking like, I feel like most people have like more fun names for their dogs than Jill. And it's nothing against the Jills that we all know and love. Nothing against Jill's Aaron. But why are you naming your German Shepherd Jill?
Yeah. I like a good human name, like a little, hey, it's my dog Ruth. No,
like that. I would love that. Oh my god, I would totally name a dog Ruth. 100%. But yeah. Jill is just, it just cracks me up. Jill.
Yeah, Jill. This is like my basic dog.
Big, my scary
basic
dog.
Very Jill. Basic dog. So then Brittany's like, I'm so happy to make a party for Luke and Kristen, but I can't help but think
Tumbleweeds, am I right? I'm crying right now or laughing? I don't really know.
I have been begging him, please do something romantic for me. Like at least put out some Triscuits and Cheese Whiz. And now I'm setting up somebody else's romantic stuff instead. cry.
I told him, hey, you better take notes. Look what Luke is doing for Christine.
I mean, technically, you're doing it. So I think it's pretty fitting, you know. So back at Soulmate, now they're talking about how Danny made a good point about, you know, a premarital counselor. And, you know, none of us really understand what it's like, the money and the time it goes into raising a baby. And we should talk about it with someone professional, you know. Hopefully someone professional who doesn't live in LA. Okay, let's get a Montana professional. Okay, I want them to be able to use a rope on a pig.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, they're talking about like, yeah, they're talking about this sort of stuff. And Chris is like, well, I'm the biggest worrywart that you know. So that is not something that I ever worry about. Like kids growing up in California, in Los Angeles, in the Valley, specifically with our group of people. You know, it takes a village, or in our case, it takes a bunch of RVs. And you know what? We're going to do it.
Yeah. So then people are driving to the gala, and Brittany and Jax and Janet are all together in one car. And this is where they're like, wait a minute, how much money? Janet's like, Jason, how much money do I get to spend for the kidneys? And Jason's like, $2,500. And Jax is like, yeah, Brittany, we need to talk about that. I mean, people don't really need their kidneys, I don't think. It's kind of the point. It's like kind of like your gallbladder or your ear. Like, who needs them? Am I right? I'm like, no. Really, all people need is a mouth and a nose. Sometimes not even a mouth. Let's be honest. Dick. Is it a dick transplant? Otherwise, we're spending $5. And that's it, Brittany. She's like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah, he's basically like, our kid has to go to school now. And AM, PM, those bills, like those coffees don't pay for themselves. So $10 budget. And here's a stack of Groupons you can also leave at the table next to the item you want. And she's like, but why? And so he says like 2,000. But like we all know afterwards, when the cameras weren't there, he was like, it's going to be like $45.
Yeah. Nobody on the show is giving $2,500.
No one is. Guarantee that. No one is.
So they go to the gala. Be the match. And Jax is like, oh my God, I need a hors d'oeuvre.
This is like a proper gala. Like this is at the Skirball Center, which is like a nice place. And there's like lots of people there. This is a full on true gala. And I don't know what any of these jokers are doing here. Like they seem like ill-equipped for this experience.
Natasha. So then more people come and Jason's like, oh my God, I feel so underdressed next to Danny. Look at how good Danny looks. And Danny's like, yeah, I thought for sure, man, you were going to be dressed with a tux and a bow tie. I mean, I like attention, but I don't need to be the best looking and the best dressed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Danny's like self-conscious about like dressing nicely. Did you also catch this moment where like a waiter or a waitress came by with like, there was like one mac and cheese ball. It's like, anyone want this mac and cheese ball? Anyone want it? And then like no one was taking it. So Brittany's like, well, I'm hungry. I'm going to take it. So she takes it and then she like eats it. And she's like, well, I'm hungry. And then Jax goes, so are all of us. Sort of implying, like, have some self-control. I was like, wow, classic Jax.
Oh, gross.
Just when you thought Jesse was the worst, Jax is always there to remind us that, you know, he's the number one asshole in this group.
Yeah. God, gross, dude. And also not shocking at all. So then Michelle and Jesse come. And Zach's like, oh my God, Jesse, look at that jacket. He looks like he's walking into a bar in Miami in the 80s, and he's about to snort a line of cocaine the length of the bar. So basically, like, Jax is at breakfast.
Yeah, and like Debbie Harry's playing because it's the 80s, and that's why there's cocaine there, and that's why it's on a bar, but it's like a very long bar. I just want to illustrate that this is a particularly long bar, which means it's a particularly long line of cocaine. It's like, okay, Zach, we got your joke. So
John Johnson is there, probably a Republican. You heard it from Janet first.
So Jason's like, wow, Jesse, this blazer. So you wear this all day? You show a house in this? He's like, nah. This is like a real dinner jacket, man. Yeah. So Jax takes Jesse to the bar while Jasmine and Ian, Britt, and Zach are talking about Kristen. And Zach is like, so is Kristen at our table or your table? And Brittany's like, my table. It's like, okay, well, she could have been at our table too.
Yeah, it's like better. She's at your table.
And Jasmine's like, well, I said I don't care. I just, listen, I can fake it. I can be like, bless your heart. And so she's like, yeah, I don't know if Kristen's going to start a scene. You just don't know with her, but I'm just going to have to love her from afar for the moment because she's crazy. So Nia's like, look, I'm trying to chug my wine so I can go pump my breast milk, you know? I mean, I know that doesn't make much sense, but...
Yeah. And then, so now Kristen shows up alone and everything. And Luke isn't there because Jill is super, super sick. She has diarrhea. Everyone, Jill has diarrhea. That's actually not a human. It's a dog named Jill. And the dog has diarrhea, but she will be fine. It's like, thanks for announcing the diarrhea that your dog is experiencing to this.
It's just so, it's like the things they catch on the mics, because they're actually talking kind of quiet, but the producer's like, you know that part about the diarrhea? Make sure we get that in there. Make sure. I want the camera to look like it's kind of sneaking around the guys just so we can catch this very secret conversation. We have cameras here, right? Okay, let's get that. Print it. And they listen to the audio later. It's like, diarrhea. Yeah. She's got diarrhea pretty bad. And Brittany's like, oh my God, diarrhea.
Jill's like, did you have to? You know, I'm not even a cast member on this show. First of all, I got interrupted by two people who I thought were intruders. They're not my mother nor my father. And then they just left all these delicious rose petals around. How was I supposed to know they were a laxative for me?
Exactly. It's the rose petals. So then flashback to Jesse yelling, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up at the dinner party. And Brittany's like, they're still talking about the dog pooping because of the dog petal or the flower petals.
I hope it wasn't because of the rose petals.
This really did keep going. That's funny. And Chris is like, I don't think it was a rose petal. And Brittany's like, really? Because I hope that that dog had those rose petals, and every time it's pooping, it's thinking, Brittany deserves better.
Have you ever seen that tumbleweed go by, followed by diarrhea, dog diarrhea? So Kristen's like, yeah, well, I think she accidentally ate something. And because over the weekend, she was fine. But like, she had diarrhea in my apartment before. And I just didn't want to have diarrhea in the new apartment. So anyway, God, there's been so much diarrhea. I mean, it's just like you walk in, it's just like diarrhea here, diarrhea there, everywhere, diarrhea. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, it's enough diarrhea talk for me. Had enough. I've reached my limit of the D word, the D talking. All right.
Did you say I was the D word?
So Michelle's like, my strategy is not to pay attention to Kristen. I'm a woman. I'm elbow skin. I'm a clown car. I'm a noun.
Kristen is like a cake for gay people against my religious beliefs, and I shall ignore her.
I just keep thinking to myself, charity event. So I hope Kristen doesn't ruin another night. So now everybody sits down, and Kristen sits with Brittany. She's like, oh my God, thank God. I prefer this table to the other table.
Hey, can you believe that we had to arrange tables based on who to be around who?
Like, welcome to reality TV, Zach.
I was like, oh, how the tables have turned. Because, you know, it's a table situation. So it's like, what it really is a play on words. Now imagine the tables were in the 80s, okay? Are we there? Are we visualizing it? Because the joke is going to continue. Hey, Michelle, I just wanted to take this moment to apologize to you because I didn't really do anything to you. That was all like Kristen, but I mean, I did it to you by proxy. So, like, I'm sorry by proxy. Okay.
She's like, it's okay. I'm like, what? What? And she's like, you know what? I'm sure there was some sort of conversation that happened between Janet, Jasmine, and Zach, but they never brought it up. They didn't tell it to everybody. So it's like, okay. So again, you actually are not upset about the allegations. You're just upset that people might think about the allegations or might know about the allegations.
Drawing attention to the allegations.
But my thing is, like, I just want to move forward from it. And so, like, maybe you could just talk to Kristen and be like, listen, I don't want to say forgive you, but, like, I'm willing to move past that. Because I know you want an apology, and I feel like she's willing to give you an apology. Also, there's, like, a Kesha CD in the silent auction, and I was wondering if you could spot me $10. Someone I hope never stays silent again, Kesha. Yeah, hey, there's like a Willa Ford poster over there. Do you have about $45 for the silent auction?
So he's like, it's my duty as someone who cares about Kristen to get the second car off. So over at Kristen's table, Nia's like,
so you guys did a whole setup at Kristen's place with flowers? Like, how did that go? Tell us about it. Was it magical?
And Kristen's like, yeah, we used a massage table, but I didn't get a massage. I was ovulating. Yeah, yeah. We had sex. And Jack's like,
is this it? You knocked up? You think that was the one? You think that was the pounder that got you?
Yeah, it was real magical. It was real magical. We were like doing it, but also talking about how to raise the children in LA. It was great. And Nia's like, and you were laying flat, right? No legs up. And so then Jesse, over Jesse's table, they're telling the story about how they met. Someone was like, tell us your love story, which is more like, tell us your future hate story. So Jesse's like, yeah, well, we had an office meeting, and I was like, why don't we meet for coffee? And she's like, yeah. And then we were supposed to like have a date night. And I was like, wow, this guy's terrible. He has a terrible personality. I don't understand how he's ever a model. He has a dent in his hair. I never want to see him again.
Yeah.
And now we're married.
Let me tell you the real story. We had coffee. I knew he wasn't the one, but I was attracted to him. So here we are, married with a baby. I was like, wow, this is
I'm in the world's longest booty call.
Yeah, she says, I canceled our date because I hated him. But then I went out with my girlfriends instead, and I got really drunk and I wanted a booty call. So it's just like the booty call that never ended.
Let this be a lesson to people. So yeah,
I don't know what that lesson is really, but
yeah, which is don't date people like Jesse. So Zach is, he's like trying to help things out. He's like, okay, Michelle and Jesse, like, do you want to like come talk with Kristen? Let's do this. Would it be okay if we chat for a moment? Like, I feel like tonight's been like such a positive night. Like, I totally won the vitamin C cassette. So I think we're just like ride that high. And I feel like if you two just like pull together, I think it'd be a good idea for us all to talk. How do you feel about that, guys?
So then they go outside to talk, like the summit. And Jesse's like, babe, are you cold? And Michelle's like, yeah, I'm cold. And he's like, wow. And he doesn't give her his jacket. Just very So then Michelle's like, let's just try to relax and let Kristen speak right now. And he goes, oh, I'm plenty relaxed. She's like, I would be too if I just wasn't freezing to death. Yeah, it sucks for you. Okay, here they come. So Kristen's like, oh, Michelle, I just want to say I love you. I love you so, so much. And I know more than anyone how harmful like words can be. And when they're put on you, when they're completely not true.
And I said something I should not have repeated. Michelle goes, and I think that's why we're upset, because you keep saying the word repeated and everybody is denying that comment.
Well, but we just had this conversation, like, remember? Because like Jasmine, I'm sorry, like,
oh really, you said the word Jasmine? Oh my fucking god, forget it. Are you kidding? Oh sorry, this was Jesse. Oh my fucking god, forget it. Are you fucking kidding? Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, we're going backwards. Ride the high, people. Ride the high.
So Kristen's like, well, she's saying, you're saying, because I'm saying the word repeated, but it's like, I feel like when we just sit down after dinner, everyone sort of owned what they did. Like, I'm apologizing. I'm re-apologizing. Like,
okay, that's all I want you to know. Like, I just want you to know that I'm sorry, and you don't have to accept it. You don't want to, but I am so sorry.
I just need space. I need like some, I can't have you in my face. I almost want like, it's like we need like something in between us so we can have space. Like, it's like I want to build a wall. Like, let's just build that wall between us right now.
And Kristen's like, it's okay. It's up to you.
I just want you to know, and I hope that you believe, that I'm sorry. And you know me, Michelle.
And she goes, you know what I believe? I believe that you need some help.
Wait a minute.
Well, welcome to the party, Michelle. I mean, have you watched the past 10 years of reality TV?
And Kristen's like, oh, yeah, I've been going to therapy for 9 years. So, yeah.
Hey, so, like, Kristen, do you and Jesse, like, possibly want to talk? Like, maybe I can go to the other room and, like, listen to some of Jason's semantics? And Kristen's like, yeah, of course. Jesse, Michelle means a lot to me, and I'm sorry that, as your family, as your wife, that I hurt her, and that I disrespected her, and she felt disrespected, especially, in her home. Is that good enough? Am I allowed back in yet?
He's like, do you want to just keep doing this, Kristen? Just doing the same stupid shit over and over in your life? Is that what you want for your life, Kristen? What the fuck, man? Are you going to change, Kristen? Are you going to really deep down? Who is coffee for, Kristen? Closers! Coffee is for closers, Kristen!
She's like, oh, son, I'm sorry. I don't do the same things over and over again.
How did you just fall over? Where did that coffee table come from?
Sorry.
He's like, why are you unzipping Jax's pants?
Damn it. I'm sorry. I just keep falling into patterns. Okay, I'm going to therapy.
He's like, you know what? I was very stressed out. I'm sure you were too. I know some of the things I said were very hurtful, and I apologize for that, and I apologize to your pussy boyfriend, Luke, as well.
Thank you.
And you, but you guys, just don't be in the middle of everything. Just be cool, and I think we'll be fine, okay?
And then he pulls a Michelle. He's like, I mean, look. I'm an adult. I'm a father. I'm a person with a career. I'm a person with a house.
Like, I'm a person with God. A disgusting blazer. I don't want this roundabout with Kristen. Can we just all move on?
Yeah. So they decide to make up, kind of, but it's a very cold makeup. And Zach's like, I felt like that went good. Let's get in your car before Michelle starts hurling racist threats at us. Hurry, run.
Oh, it feels so good to not be in a Toyota Tercel from 1996 right now. That's it. So Michelle and Jesse go back into the gala. Zach and Kristen get into a car and drive off into the sunset. And it's just another deeply entertaining episode of The Valley that concludes.
That's it. That'll do it. Well, everybody, thank you so much for being here with us. Always love talking to you. We will be back tomorrow with some Sommerhausen. If you want some Vanderpump Villa coverage, join up at our Patreon. We start that next week, and we will get your tickets for London, Dublin, and Birmingham, and LA for our May dates. Get that at watchwhatcrappens.com, and we'll talk to you all next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a can, and Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.